This is GQDN for Thursday, October 16th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase. And go find Quest Worthy, because that is some good, good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a sale for some video cards. The PlayStation Network was down. We'll tell you why. And we will talk about Astrobot. But we begin today with a union worker rally. The Eurogamer.net, the CWA, Video Game Union, is rallying against the $55 billion Saudi acquisition of EA. Now, the EA employees and the Communication Workers of America Union did issue a statement against the proposed private acquisition of the company. And they were saying that they were not represented in the negotiations, and any jobs lost as a result, quote, would be a choice, not necessity, made to pad investors' products. And the EA acquisition was announced at the end of September. The deal was $55 billion, which would include investments from the Saudi Arabia's Public Investment Fund and Infinity Partners. Now, following the announcement, there's been plenty of speculation surrounding the future of EA and the owned studios. That's between EA Sports and EA Entertainment. And the members of the United Video Game Workers Union and the CWA did issue a formal response with a petition for regulators to scrutinize the deal. The statement reads as follows, quote, EA is not a struggling company, with annual revenues reaching $7.5 billion and $1 billion of profit each year. EA is one of the largest video game developers and publishers in the world, end quote. The union followed up, quote, yet we, the very people who will be jeopardized as a result of this deal, were not represented at all when this buyout was negotiated or discussed, end quote. Now, the statement did go on to say that the jobs could be lost and the studios could be closed due to the deal, and they said that it would be a choice, not a necessity, and they were made to pad the investors' pockets, but not to strengthen the company. Further quote, every time private equity billionaire investors take studio private, workers lose visibility, transparency, and power. Decisions that shape our jobs, our art, and our futures are made behind closed doors by exclusives who have never written a line of code, built worlds, supported live services. We are calling on regulators and elected officials to scrutinize this deal and ensure that any path forward project jobs preserves creative freedom and keeps decision-making accountable to the workers who make EA successful. The value of video games is in their workers. As a unified voice, we, the members of the industry-wide Video Game Workers Union, UVWCWA, are standing together and refusing to let corporate greed decide the future of our industry, end quote. Now, Eurogamer did also talk to the Human Rights Watch on the acquisition, and they talked to the researcher, Joey Shea, on the involvement of the Saudi Arabia's government. Quote, we have found that the Public Investment Fund has contributed to and is responsible for human rights abuses. This is $1 trillion in Saudi state wealth that should be invested to release the economic and social rights of Saudi citizens. We found it has been invested in a vanity mega projects inside and outside of the country. We see this as a deliberate attempt to distract from the country's human rights abuses. MBS himself wields enormous power over what is effectively public funds, and he wields the power in highly averity and personalized manner rather than the benefit of the Saudi people more broadly. Effectively, Saudi Arabia's vast fossil fuel drive state wealth is controlled by one person, which isn't good for human rights or business either, end quote. But that's okay. because we're going to space now. Well, maybe it's not okay. We're still going to space because Astrobot was being talked about on PushSquare.com because the Sony merchandise boss did say that the game has a lot of potential. In fact, they were comparing it to Twisted Metal because from the jerseys from Pull and Bear and a bunch of trinkets, they're rolling out at Walmart right now. And that would include some Twisted Metal figurines. Now, Sony did want his franchise to be part of everyday life, and they'll be leading the charge, or the person that's leading the charge is Steffi Steffen, which is the company's senior director of licensed merchandise. And she was talking to Brands Untapped about her role and PlayStation's approach to licensing. And she believed that the company is just starting to see what's possible with Astrobot. She said, quote, "Astrobot has so much potential. It's already a critically acclaimed title winning game of the year in 2024, and we're only just beginning to explore its reach across toys, collectibles, and lifestyle products." Now, that's an end quote, by the way. The approach from Sony isn't about just licensing the logos and putting them where they fit. That's what Steffen said, because she said they were more collaborative than that. For the quote, "We look for meaningful links that reflect the heart of each franchise. That's why you've seen us partner with creative leaders across fashion, lifestyle, snacks, and even live entertainment. These collaborations aren't just brand plays. They're expressions of fandom thoughtfully designed to connect with people in new ways. We ask ourselves, does the idea bring the story to life in a way that honors the original experience? Can it surprise and delight both core fans and new audiences? We're always looking for that creative edge, that right moment, the right partner, and the right way to expand the PlayStation universe in the way that feels true to who we are," end quote. But according to PlayStationLifestyle.net, the PlayStation Network has been having some issues, and they were intermittent because the network either went down momentarily, or they just display some random maintenance messages. They've been observing the problem and have been hit with some maintenance messages themselves at PlayStation Lifestyle, but there was no word from Sony and no notice on the official PlayStation status website. In fact, people got up on Reddit and said that server's down? Anyone having issues? In fact, somebody took a photo shot or took a photo of their TV. Words are hard. And they said, quote, "What does this mean?" Now, you can't quite see the question that's on there, but I've had issues myself with it too. In fact, I can read the screen now, because it said, quote, "We're doing some maintenance on the PlayStation Network right now. Please try again later." Yep, we players got that. But the good news is, it only lasts for a couple minutes, then it's done. But was that why our graders would shut down? PC Gamer did say that the server slam did happen, and the Arc Raiders server status, were they able to handle the stress? So they went through, are the servers back up right now? And right now, they are not. That was part of the beta test. Now, the server slam will take place between Friday, which is tomorrow, at 6 a.m. Pacific time, to October 19th. At 8 a.m. Pacific time. So it's 9 a.m. Eastern, October 17th to 11 a.m. Eastern time, October 19th. Friday to Sunday. In fact, the status was, quote, "Arc Raider servers are currently offline ahead of the server slam. All going well. Servers should be open Friday, October 17th, 2025, 9 a.m. Eastern time." So the servers are down. Well, maybe if the servers are down, maybe you can upgrade your PC. PC Gamer did say that there's an 8GB NVIDIA and AMD graphics cards prices are going down. In fact, they were featuring the Zotac Gaming GeForce RTX 5060 Ti 16GB Twin Edge OC for $430. It's not a sale price. Actually, that is a sale price. About $60 off at Amazon. So is this one. Power Color Reaper AMD Radeon RX 9060 XT 16GB is now down to $350. So, yep, it is there. By the way, you can get 3 months of PlayStation Plus Premium when you buy the PlayStation 5 direct from Sony. According to PushSquare.com, it's on the PlayStation Direct website, where Sony did introduce a limited time offer. And the PlayStation Premium is at the highest tier platform subscription model that would give you access to cloud streaming and game trials and retro classics. And the 3 month block of PlayStation Plus Premium would set you back $50. So you know what? Sounds like a good price. But we must end on a sad note. Sometimes we have to do this. IGN did report that the Dead or Alive and Ninja Gaiden 2004 creator Tomonobu Itagaki died at 58. Now there is no known reason as to, or no cause to his death, but he did ask one of his friends to put a message up on his Facebook page in the event of his death. And his page went live hours before he passed. Quote, last words, the light of my life is finally fading. The fact that this message has been posted means that the time has finally come. I am no longer in this world. I am entrusting this final post to someone important to me. My life has been a series of battles. I kept winning. I have caused a lot of trouble too. I am proud to say that I followed my beliefs and fought to the end. I have no regrets. However, I'm filled with regret that I was unable to deliver a new work to all my fans. I am sorry. That's how it is. So it goes. End quote. And he will be missed amongst all the gaming world. May he rest in peace.